everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and we're very happy to have our Con Ed winner for the week of September 25th. She is a swimmer for the combined Croton, Somers, and Hendrick Hudson swimming team. She goes to Hendrick Hudson High School. Jennifer Googleman. Good morning, Jennifer. Nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you. Thank you, Rich, for having me.
Sure. Now, Jennifer, the Con Edison Award is in its 69th year, and you are the 111th winner from Hendrick Hudson High School. I think that might be a record. The last winner was Pamela Lowe, who is now playing volleyball at Rider University. What does winning the award mean to you?
I'm extremely honored to have won this award. Looking back at all the athletes who have won it before me, both swimmers and non-swimmers have done such incredible things. So just to follow in their footsteps is like really exciting for me.
Well, as our listeners are going to find out in the next 15 minutes, you are certainly a very worthy winner. Now, Jen, how long have you been swimming competitively?
I've been swimming since I was 5 years old.
So you're pretty much of a swimming lifer, I guess we could say that, correct?
Yes.
Now, who or what got you interested and gave you your first push, as it were?
Well, my parents signed me up for the summer swim team. They signed me up because both my sides of my family had always done it for the past couple generations, and they thought it'd be a good idea if I started swimming.
Well, I think it's safe to say that that was a pretty good decision, because Jen has been one of the most dominant swimmers in Section 1 since her freshman year. She's a four-year varsity swimmer. She's been all-league, all-section, all-state in her freshman, sophomore, and junior year, most likely a cinch to repeat that as a senior. So congratulations on all of those awards. Jen is the school record holder in the 200 medley relay, the 200 freestyle, the 500 freestyle, the 200 freestyle relay, the 400 freestyle relay. Now, Jen, you don't swim all of those events in any given meet. That's correct, right?
No, I swim two relays and two individual events.
So far this year, what have been the events that you've been concentrating on?
For individual, I've been trading off between the 100 free, 200 free, and 500 free. And for the relays, I mainly stick with the two medley relay and the two free relay, sometimes the four free relay.
Now, we also should mention that Jen has qualified for the New York State Championships in the 200 and 500 freestyle. She swims year-round for Empire Swimming, qualified for Senior Mets, the ISCA Junior Nationals. Now, you swim all over the country in meets. I guess that takes place during a weekend. Tell us what going to one of these national meets is like, the travel, meeting the other swimmers, and the competition. It must be a really fun weekend.
Yes, it definitely makes for a very fun weekend. It starts off very nerve-wracking because you're meeting all these different people from all across the country. So basically, I travel on Thursday morning. I swim my distance events Thursday night. And then I swim trials and finals Friday through Sunday. And just, I love meeting all the different people from all the different states around the country.
Now, are you able to keep up with some of these girls that you compete against at the Nationals? Is there a website where you can check and see who's doing what nationally?
Yes, I can see my results from the meet that I just swam at on Meet Mobile, and then through college swimming, I can see all my best times.
Now, so far this season, you've had an outstanding beginning to the season. Most recently, earlier this week, against New Rochelle in the 200 freestyle, you took first place with a personal record of 1 minute 57.8 seconds, only 3/10 of a second off the New York State qualifier. Now, what exactly does that mean? Is that it? Were you satisfied with that? Is that something that as the season goes on, you get stronger and you build up to qualifying for the states?
Yes, I was really happy with my time. This is the earliest I've ever been like this close to getting my state qualifying cut in any of my events. So I'm really excited where I am.
All right. So as the season goes on, you're building up to for the climax of the season, and that's the state. So is that how it works?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this, Jen. What is your training like? You know, you hear about swimmers, they're in the pool at 5 o'clock in the morning for a few hours before they put in a full day of school. Give us a typical day during season in terms of your training and the rest of your day.
So luckily we don't have early morning practices, but right after school I leave for my varsity team practice, and then I go right from varsity to my club team practice, which is 2.5 hours. Sometimes we have dry land, which is like strength and conditioning. And then on meet days, I go right from my varsity meet to my club practice.
All right. And then, you know, a full day of school and your classes, which we'll talk about in a moment. I have to ask you this. Your time management skills must be awesome to get all of this in a 24-hour day, get the proper rest, eat the proper meals. You've obviously mastered it. Is there a secret that you have to your time management?
I guess since I've been managing my time for so long, being on a club team for so long, you have to focus and kind of cut out the distractions so you can get everything done and actually get a good night's sleep and eat all your meals and maintain everything.
Well, you've certainly mastered it. Jen, let's get your athletic director. Your coach, Jen Lentini, couldn't be with us this morning, so we're very happy to have Hendrick Hudson Athletic Director Tom Baker with us. Tom, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming down.
Good to see you too, Rich. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Now, tell us about Coach Lentini. I understand you're very lucky to have her running this program.
Yeah, we with our merged team of Hendrick Hudson, Croton, and Somers, a few years ago, we had a coach opening for the girls' swim team, and we got really lucky when Coach Lentini landed in our program. She's just been a great teacher of the sport, you know, wonderful role model for the girls of the program, and you know, having girls like Jen here, you know, Jen Lentini definitely contributed to Jen Gugelman here today.
Now, let me ask you this, Tom, from an athletic director's standpoint, that combined a team, three schools having girls on the squad, what are some of the logistical advantages or disadvantages of a combined program?
Well, I look at it both sides. I think from the positive standpoint, it gives us an opportunity for our girls to maintain their interest in the program and have an opportunity to swim representing their school. You know, gathering the Croton and Somers schools with us, it's a lot of coordination early in the year with the athletic directors. Coach Lentini is also involved with that. But at the end of the day, when you go to a swim meet, the 25 girls that make up that team, they're all excited to be there. They're all best friends. They have a great bond together, and it becomes a great high school atmosphere for sports.
Now, we know Jen is an outstanding swimmer, Tom. What else does she bring to the program? I know on the ballot it mentioned that she takes on the responsibility of notifying the Hendrick Hudson girls about practice times, transportation, swim meets. So she's like an assistant coach, I imagine.
Yeah, Jen Gugelman is a great ambassador for the sport of girls swimming. She's a great student athlete. She truly embodies what it means to be a student athlete. She's very, very successful in the classroom. She's successful in the swimming pool. Her leadership skills are tremendous. Every day she's in the athletic office making sure that the details are covered for the swim team, whether it's a bus going to a dry land practice, a bus going to Yorktown Middle School for practice. Jen's just there for all of that. But, you know, having her walk the halls of Hendrick Hudson, she doesn't realize the ambassador she is, and she doesn't realize that the younger girls on that team truly look up to her.
Well, Tom Baker, thanks so much for coming down this morning, and congratulations on your new turf field about to open. That must be a pretty exciting time up at Hendrick Hudson.
We are very excited for that. It's been a long time coming for our community, and the student athletes are ready and they're excited for it. So okay. It's any day now,
and I'm sure the officials are as well.
Sure you guys are too.
Myself being one of them, looking forward to it. Okay.
Thanks for having me today,
thanks,
Rich.
Tom, let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Jennifer Gugelman. She's a senior in Hendrick Hudson High School. She's the captain of the combined Henhud Somers Croton swim team. Jen, one question I meant to ask you before, and Mr. Baker alluded to it. What's it like being part of a combined team? Are you able to form the same bonds with girls from other schools that you might not see, you know, throughout the day? How's that going?
I think being combined with two other schools is definitely a unique situation. I think it's better for our team. It gives like such a unique experience because it allows us to connect with other swimmers like from different schools and different districts, and it just allows us to come together as one team and like be a part of one swim team.
Okay, and that's, so that's going well, and that's good to hear. Now, Jen, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an outstanding 98 weighted average. You're taking all AP and honors courses, AP Chemistry, Calculus BC, AP Psychology, Biomed, just some outstanding courses. Do you have a favorite among your courses so far this year?
My favorite course would definitely be the Biomed.
And you are a science person, I imagine, correct?
Yes.
Now, tell us about that Biomed. You're one of your extracurricular activities. You're involved with the Health Occupation Students of America, a member of the Biomed program. Tell us a little bit about that.
It definitely has to be my favorite part of the day, going to my biomed class. It goes into a lot with what I can do outside of the community, like in the community, in relations to health and how I can, I guess, be in the medical field. And then with the club HOSA, we talk with health people in the health occupations, and it's just a really great club.
Sounds terrific. Now, your college plans are in the process of being worked out. You're going on official visits. You've already been to Tulane and Boston College. Lehigh and Bucknell are coming up soon, all of which are terrific Division I swimming programs. Now, I know you've been to Tulane and BC. What's an official visit like? Tell us what are some of the things that you do when you visit these schools.
So basically, the college... the coach of the college swim team, they pick their top recruits and they transport you out to their school, and they pay for all your food and where you're staying and everything, and you just get to learn what it's like to be a student athlete at that specific school.
And you'll let us know when you make that decision?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, whichever school gets you is going to certainly hit the jackpot, that's for sure. Now, we should add that Jen is a member of the Math Honor Society, the National Spanish Honor Society, and the National Honor Society, so this young woman certainly does it all. Now, Jen, let's give your family a shout-out here for just a moment. Your mom, Lisa, is with us this morning. Your dad, David, are they your biggest fans?
Yes, definitely my biggest fans.
And they go to all of the meets?
Yes, every single one.
Okay, and how do they react when they watch you compete? Do they just kind of sit back and enjoy, or do they really get into it and root hard for you?
They get up and cheer for me every single race.
Okay, that's fantastic. And tell us about your older sister, Amanda.
My sister Amanda is a freshman at San Diego State, and I have a younger brother, David, who's a freshman in high school.
Okay, and Amanda, did she play some sports at Hendrick Hudson?
Yes, Amanda was the captain of the tennis team, and she ran track.
Okay, and how about David? What does he do?
David is on the tennis team, and he's also on the soccer team.
Okay, and are you very close with your siblings?
Yes.
Okay, so that must be a nice time when you get to sit down for dinner, the entire family. I'm sure you look forward to those times.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this, Jen. Looking back over your young life, do you have a proudest moment, one moment where you can single out and say, hey, that was really cool?
My proudest moment was when I made my national team cut. I was at a meet in North Carolina with like my entire team, no parents, it was just us, and I had swam the 200 free in the morning. I missed my cut by less than 10th of a second. And then I was like really nervous going into it finals. I really wanted to make my cut. I was actually swimming right next to my best friend, and we were swimming the race. I touched the wall. I look up at the clock, and all my friends are cheering for me on the sidelines because they realize I'd made my cut, and they're all just like, Jen, you made the national team. You made the national team. And I was so happy. My friend gave me like the biggest hug, and it was just like a really great moment.
Well, that is a great memory. And how about a special shout out to anybody in particular that we haven't mentioned so far?
I definitely have to shout out my teams, both my club and varsity teams. They're out there cheering for me every single race, every single time. And they're always there for me if I ever have any failures. They're always there to push me back up.
Oh, that's great. We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jennifer Gogelman, an outstanding student athlete from Hendrick Hudson High School who swims for the combined Henhud, Somers, and Croton swim team. Jen, it was great meeting you this morning. Congratulations on all your terrific accomplishments in the swimming pool, in the classroom, and in your community. I'd like to wish you all the best going forward, my friend. It's been a great meeting you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.